ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Maseches Menachos is dedicated to Eilui Nishmas Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Yud Beis. We'll begin with the Mishnah at the bottom of Yud Aleph from Yud Beis. The Mishnah lists the different types of machshavos which could pass on mincha, machshavos of chutzim kaimei which create a psol, and machshavos of chutzim mani which created in pigal and in karis as well. And the Mishnah goes to different possible machshavos. In all those cases, the mincha is pasul. If the same machshava was chutz as money, then it's pigal. The Mishnah is mavur that a machshava to do an achila is tali in a kezayis, and a machshava to be makter also is tali in a kezayis. Taisis later on, and after nches amud beis, in the taisis which starts in amud aleph over there, dibur maschal abaya. Taisa says that even if you hold like the Manda Omar that Yesh Haktara Pachos Mikazayis, for example, if a person takes a kaimitz and he splits it up into pieces, each piece is less than a kezayis, and he's makter one piece at a time, then is that it's a good Haktara, that's the machlekes whether Yesh Haktara Pachos Mikazayis or not. But Taisa says that even if you hold that Yesh Haktara Pachos Mikazayis, still then will be that in order for the machshava to passel or to be mefagel the carbon, he has to be mechashav on a kezayis. Taisa explains, since the lashon of the pasuk, when it talks about machshavas pigal, is in me'ochel ye'ochel, and there we learn m'shtei achilas akasav medaber, including this pasuk is machshava to do an achilas odom or to do an achilas mizbeach, chutz zmanoy. Since the Torah puts the two of them together and it says b'loshon achilo, from there we see that a machshava to be makter chutz zmanoy has to be at least a kezayis. Now if he did have a machshava on a full kezayis, and even though a machshava to be makter a kezayis of the kaimitz is not enough to be mechaper, it's not enough to accomplish the kapara of the carbon, but still it will be machshava paiselos because it is considered an achilas mizbeach. One kezayis from the whole kaimitz is also called an achilo, therefore it would be machshava paiselos. The Gemara on Amud Beis, however, is mevur that there's a sheet of Rebbe Lazar who would argue on this part of the Mishnah. Rebbe Lazar holds the l'inyan to be mechayiv b'shem haloas chutz. It has to be the remakter of the entire kaimitz. A kezayis from the kaimitz would not be enough to mechayiv b'shem chutz. And the Gemara is mevur that b'das Rebbe Lazar the same would also be in the Mishnah. In order for it to be machshavas pigal, you'd have to have a machshava to be makter the entire kaimitz chutz zmanoy. The Rashi over here in the end of Dibur Maschal Pasul, he asks Akasha, why does the Mishnah not say kezayis mil vaynosa? Just like the Mishnah says lechol shireo or kezayis mishareo, lehakter kumtza or kezayis mikumtza, it only says lehakter l'vaynosa. Why does it not say kezayis mil vaynosa? Rashi answers, he says the Stam Mishnah is going like the sheet of the Rabbanon, the gist that we have on the side, lechar seems to be correct, it's going like the sheet of Rav Shimon. The Shimon holds that Levina is kosher, even if he's only makter one kairit. And what Rashi means to say is, therefore the Mishnah did not say it, you have to have machshava on at least a kezayis, because according to Rav Shimon, even if you have machshava on less than a kezayis, also then will be that is machshava spiegel, since we find that a kairit is enough to be mechaper, it's enough to be machshav the carbon, that gives it enough chashivas that you can be machshav on it and be mefagel the carbon, even though it's not a kezayis, it's not a full achilo. We find similar to this as far as Zrika Sadam, if one is machashev to be zoyk dam on the mizbeach chutz zmanoy, also that's machshavas pigal. Even though everyone is maskim over there, you don't have to have a machshav on a full kezayis, there is no shir how much dam you have to be zoyk. A machshav to be mazah any dam on the mizbeach is enough to be mefagel the carbon, since that hazak could accomplish kapara, therefore it's enough to be machashev on that. Here as well, Rashi means, according to Rav Shimon, that one kairit is enough to be mechaper, therefore you can be machashev just on that one kairit. And the pshat is, once we see that it's enough to be mechaper, that itself gives it a chashivas of achilas mezbeach, even though it's not a kezayis. That's the way it works by dam also. By dam also, machshava to be zorik, a minimal amount of dam on the mezbeach, is a machshava spiegel, even though it's not l'chair an achilo. The Torah says what makes it achilo is the fact that it's mechaper for the carbon. Here as well, a kurit of levain according to Reb Shimon, and since it's mechaper, that will be enough to make it consider an achilas mezbeach. And the Shita Mikubetz is over here, in Oiz Dalet, he argues on Rashi. He has two kashas on Rashi. Firstly, that which Rashi explained, the Mishnah is going with the Shita of Reb Shimon. That's why he doesn't say Kezayis. If so, the Mishnah should have said, L'haktur levaynosa, oikarit mi levaynosa. Just like the Mishnah tells us by Shiraim and by Kaimitz, you don't bedafka have to be mechashav on the whole thing, one Kezayis is enough. By Levayna as well, if the din is, they can be mechashav just on one kairit, also the Mishnah should have told us, you don't have to be mechashav on the entire Levayna, you can be mechashav just on one kairit of the Levayna. And further he asks on Rashi, how could Rashi say that this Stam Mishnah fits with the Shita of Reb Shimon? Rashi earlier on the same Omid says that the previous Mishnah is going with the Shita of Reb Meir, since the Lashon of the Mishnah is Chisur Levaynos Apostle, the Mashmais of that is, even if it's only Chosur and Mashahu, it's still possible, even if you have a kairit left or Shtei Kartim left, that obviously would have to go only according to the Shita of Reb Meir, If you're like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, you don't have to have all of the Levina left. As Rashi says, the previous Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah like the Shita of Rabbi Meir. And the Shita asks on Rashi, it's not Mistabar Bechlal to say that there are two Mishnahs back to back, one of them is Stam like Rabbi Meir and one of them is Stam like Rabbi Shimon. Because these kashas, he argues on Rashi and he says that in truth the Mishnah could have said, L'hakdir Levinosa Ikizayis Mi Levinosa. The Mishnah didn't speak this out beferish, the Mishnah relied on that which it said before. By Shiraim and by Kaimis, the Mishnah says you don't have to be makter the whole thing, it's enough machshava to do one kezayis of it. So too by Levina also, the Mishnah doesn't say beferish, but that's the din. Now, I'll just mention that we saw in the previous shir, the Raman Paskins in Perek Yidah, Fuchel Psula, Magdoshim, Allah Chaches, not like the Shita of the Stam Mishnah Remeir, that it has to be Kaimis V'Tchil of Kaimis B'Saif, and the Paskins like the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Kaimis V'Tchil of Shnek Rotin B'Saif. Because the Mishnah over there asks, why is he passing like Rabbi Yehuda, not like the Stam Mishnah? The Hakapan Rabbi Kvegor on the Gillion on this Rambam, he says to answer the Kashya of the Kesef Mishnah, the reason why the Rambam did not pass like the Shita of Rabbi Meir is Gufa because of the next Mishnah, our Mishnah which we just saw, as Rashi says, our Mishnah cannot possibly be going according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Meir, the Mishnah should have said, L'hakter Levinosa, Ikezayas Mi Levinosa, obviously the Mishnah is not going like the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Again, the Shita of Mekubetz asks, it's not Mesara that the two Mishnahs back to back, going according to different Tanoim, but Al-Kaparim, as Rashi says, this Mishnah Al-Karach is not going like Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Kvegor says, this was the Makar of the Rambam, not to Paskin like Rabbi Meir. And although Rashi over here does say that the Mishnah is going like the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who holds the Kezayis B'Tchil of Ikarit B'Saif, Rabbi Kvegor says, Rashi's Lav Dafka, there's no right that the Mishnah has to be Dafka Rabbi Shimon as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda. The Iker point of Rashi is just to say that it's not going like Rabbi Meir. If it was going like Rabbi Meir, it should have said, Kaimitz Mil Vainosa. Once it's not going like Rabbi Meir, then it could be either like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon. Once it's going like the Tanu who holds even less than a Kezayis is kosher, maybe we understand why the Mishnah did not say Kezayis Mil Vainasa. The Maaser Rabbi Kvegor says the Rambam did passing like Rabbi Yehuda, but Al-Kapanim, what he saw from our Mishnah is that it's a Stam Mishnah not like Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Kvegor says, Stoma Bastra Odif, if there's two Stam Mishnayis, we passing like the second Stam Mishnah. Now according to the Shita Mekubetzes, as we saw, he learns the Mishnah different than Rashi, and any Chalami the Mishnah could have said Kezayis Mil Vainasa. So the Shita does not speak this out with Feirish, she doesn't mention this point, but L'chay, what he means to say is, once you don't say the Pshat in the Mishnah like Rashi, that the Mishnah must be going according to the Tana, that even one Kurit is enough, then already you don't have to say the Chiddush of Rashi, that according to Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Shimon, you don't have to be Mechashev on a full Kezayis, you can be Mechashev on one Kurit or Shnei Ratim. As we see from a number of Achreinim, the Sfasemis, the Taras HaKadosh, they're very bothered by the Pshat of Rashi. Rashi is a great Chiddush, they say, Rashi's Mevur, that even though the Lashon of the Pasuk is Achila, you have to be mechashev on achilo, and as we said, Tosis is mevur. Even if you hold like the man the Omar, Yishak Torah pachas mikezayis, but still the inin machshav is pigol. You would have to be mechashev on a full kezayis. So in other words, even though less than a kezayis is considered a haktara, but it's not enough for machshav is pigol because the Torah uses the lashon of achilo. If so, they say, then the chayr also, even according to the Tanoim that hold that one kurit or shnei kuratim is kosher, if the levain was chaser, but still since the pasuk uses the lashon of an achilo, it would still only be machshav is pigol if he's mechashev on a full kezayis. In other words, they don't understand the svar of Rashi. We try to be Masber Rashi. The Rashi would hold that a kurit of Levina would be the same as Dam. Bakapam the Achorim are very bothered by Rashi. And therefore, if we don't like the Shita Mekubetzes, the Pshat in the Mishnah is, as Lav Dafka, Enoch Ramin Mishnah could have said, Kezayis Mi Levinasa. If so, you don't have to say this great Chiddush of Rashi, and you could say that Lekuli Yama, even according to Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, you would have to be Mechashiv on at least the Kezayis of the Levina, since the Lashon of the Pasuk is the Lashon of Achilo. Now, there's another important point to be mentioned on this Rashi. That which Rashi is mevur, that if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, and if you have machshava on a kurit of Levina, also that's machshava spiegel. The pashas of Rashi will be, it doesn't mean specifically in a case where the Levina was actually chaser and the only thing that's left right now is one kurit. Rashi does not say that in that specific case, that's where you could have machshava spiegel to be makter that one kurit chutz lezmanai. The mashmois of Rashi is that even if you have the entire Levina over here, even if you have the full kaimitz, but since according to Rabbi Shimon we see that one kurit is enough to be makter and it's enough to be mechaber for the carbon, then already, if you have machshava to be makter only one kurit chutz lezmanai, it's also machshava spiegel. And if so, l'chay Rashi would be muchach that even in a case where the kaimitz levina was not chaser, the entire kaimitz is still here. If you're makter one kurit according to Rabbi Shimon, the same would be if you makter two kurit according to Rabbi Yehuda. That would already be enough to be machaber for the carbon. This is a nidah in negate to the previous sugya. We didn't get a chance in the previous year to talk about this, but there's an important machlekes achreinim that which we find a three-way machlekes in the Tanoim. Kaimis b'tchila, kaimis b'soif, or kairit b'soif, or shnei kratim b'soif. The pashas of the sugya is that machlekes is when do we say that if the levina is chaser, the mincha becomes pasal. However, what about in the case when you do have the entire Kaimitz Levina? How much of it do you have to be makter in order for the carbon to be kosher? So it's Machoikos Achoinim about this Shaila. Chaznish in Simon Chof Aleph Sivkot Antes, he says, in a case where a person was makter Shnei Krotev Levina, according to Shita Rabbi Yehuda, or if he's makter Kairat Echor, according to Rabbi Shimon, and at the time that he was makter it, the whole Kaimitz Levina was still Kaim, it was still here. Then afterwards, after he was makter one Kairat or two Krotim, the rest of it was Nevar. Chaznish wants to know, what is the din? Do we say that according to Rabbi Shimon it's kosher with the Akhtar of one Kairat, according to Rabbi Yehuda two Krotim? And Chaznish says, it seems to me that the din is that it's possible, and he explains, since at the time that he was makter the Kairat or Shnei Krotim, the rest of it was still here, at the time that he was makter it was not Mechaper. Therefore, even if afterwards it's Nevar and it's not here anymore, still the carbon does not have a Hechsher, since at the time that he was makter the one Kairat, it was not Mechaper, what's going to be Mechaper later? And the Chaznish brings a right from a Rashi in Zvachim Daf Kuftes Amud Beis. This is in Perek HaShechet V'Hamayla. The Mishnah there is discussing what type of Haktar is Yechayiv Mishum Haloa B'chutz. This is the same Mishnah which the Gemara brings over here at the top of Amud Beis. And the Mishnah says that if you're Makter or Kaimitz or Levino or Ktaris Minchas Kainim, Minchas Kain Mashiach, all these types of Karbonis, if you're Makter one Kazayis from them B'chutz Yechayiv, and the Blazer holds your Potter Ad Sheyakir V'Skulon. Since all of those items listed in the Mishnah are things that the entire thing is ma'akiv in the Hechsher, you have to ma'akiv the whole Kaimitz, the whole Levino, the whole Ktaris, the whole Minchas Kainim, Minchas Kain Mashiach. If you're missing any of it, the carbon is not mechaper. If your blood holes in order to mechaiv mishum haloa schutz, you have to be ma'akiv the whole thing. Then the Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says, V'kulon sheker b'fnim, v'shayim hem kezayis, v'kriyay b'chutz chayiv. If you ma'akiv everything except for a kezayis worth for many of these items, and then afterwards you marker of that kezayis b'chutz, then even Reblazer is maskim yirchayiv. And then the Mishnah says, V'kulon shechosru kol shehu v'kriveh b'chutz pater. If you were not marked or anything b'fnim, but it was chosru before you were marked or b'chutz, then everyone agrees that you're pater for Allah's chutz, because at the time you were marked or it was already chosru, it was not roi b'fnim. The Rashi of there says, and Dibur Maschal v'kulon shechosru, that this v'las v'kulon in the Mishnah is not going on the case of Levina. It explains because Levina shechosru is a machloikis. According to Rav Shimon and Rehuda, it's still kosher, even if something is chaser, as long as you have one karet or shnei kratim. And if the Mishnah would be referring to Levina, Rashi explains, then it would be mashma, and if it's chaser anything from the shir, then already you'd be potter b'chutz. And that's not true according to Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. And Chaznish seems to have been bothered that the mashmais of Rashi is that the Mishnah of there can fit with the sheet of Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. For that reason, Rashi said that the last din of the Mishnah, which says that if it's chaser kosher v'kriv b'chutz potter, it can't be talking about Levina, because according to Rav Shimon and Behuda, you'd still be chayiv for Levina. The question is, how could the Mishnah say in the beginning over there, that if you're makir of a kazayis of the Levina b'chutz you're chayiv, according to Blessed, you have to be makir the whole thing, because that's what's necessary for a kapara. According to Behuda and Rav Shimon, if you're makir even one kariz or two kariz in b'chutz also you should be chayiv, and even Rav Blessed should be maskim to that, because the whole din of Rav Blessed just is, that something which you have to be makir of the whole thing for a kapara, then you're only chayiv b'chutz if you're makir of the whole thing. The Chayr according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that one Kairat of Shnei Kratim is enough to be Miskaper B'fnim, and everyone should be Maskim, the Tanakama and Rabbi Lozer, that if you Makter one or two Kratim B'chutz, you should be Chayv Mishum Aloha's Chutz. From here the Chaznish proves that it must be that the Reish is talking about in the case where the whole Levina is still here, you have the full Kaimitz. And there Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are Maskim, you cannot accomplish Kapara unless you Makter the whole thing. And then Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is Dafka in a case where you no longer have the full Kaimitz of the Levina, that's where they hold that one Kairat of Shnei Kratim is enough. But in the Mishnah of there, where you have the whole thing, that's what's necessary for Kapara. If you makter only one Kairat b'chutz or two Kratim, you're not going to be chayv Mishum Aloha's Chutz. That's the Rai of the Chaznish. Rakapam, the Oilah Shleim over here in Eretz Yisrael says that from Rashi in our Mishnah is Muchach, a right to this Shaila. Because Rashi says, the reason why the Mishnah does not say L'hakta L'vaynoso, Ikezayis Mi L'vaynoso, is because we're going according to the sheet of Rav Shimon. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you have the whole Kaimitz L'vayna still here. The Mishnah is talking about Machshava during the Avodah of Kmitza. As we saw in the previous Sugya, Rashi says that B'Shas Kmitza, everyone is masking, you have to have the full Kaimitz Levina, otherwise it's possible. If the full Kaimitz Levina is here, how could Rashi say that according to Rav Shimon, a Machshava to be Makter, one Karet Levina is enough to be Machshava Spiegel? If the whole Kaimitz Levina is still here, one Karet Levina is not enough to be Machaper. If so, the Kaimitz Levina should be the same as the Kaimitz of the Silas, where the Mishnah says that Machshava would have to be either to be Makter the whole Kaimitz or a Kezias of the Kaimitz. This is the Rai of the other Shlegma from Rashi over here, to the Shaila Nachwainim, this will be a Kasha on the Chazanish. Now continue on to the Gemara. The Gemara here has a Shaila. Yiboy lehu, ledivri ha'imer, shirayim shenchosru ben kmitza la'aktaro, makter kaimat aleim, v'kaim lan da'isa shirayim asurum ba'achilo, ma'odet ahanu hu'aktaro l'mikvim b'pigol, u'lafkinu m'dei me'ilo. Gemara is a suffix if you hold like the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan on Daf Tes. Rabbi Yochanan holds Shireim Shechosu ben Kmitz like Torah. The din is we don't say that the whole mincha is possible, rather you can still be makdir the kaimitz. However, at the same time, Rabbi Yochanan does hold that the Shireim are also ba'achila, the Akhtaras ha-kaimitz is not going to be matter than ba'achila. If so, the Gemara is a suffix, what happens in this case when you're makdir the kaimitz and the Shireim were chosur? Can such a Akhtara be kaveh be'pigal and be mafkiya midei me'ila? And the Shireim of the Gemara is not in the case we had machshava during the avodah of the kmitza, because at the time of the avodah's kmitza, it has to be that the shrine were all there. If the shrine were chaser b'shas kmitza, then definitely the mincha is possible. Rather, as we see behemshach of the Gemara, the shayla is negay if you had a machshava during one of the other avodahs, the matan kli, the hilach or laak torah. In this case, the Gemara has a suffix: is it kaveh b'pigal and mafkim de me'ila? The Rashi over here in Dibur Maschal Mao, he explains what is the suffix of the Gemara. He says the case is he was makter the kmitz almanas lechol shirayim chutz lezmanoy. Do you say that this is Machshavas Pigal and it is Nikva B'Pigal because the Akhtar of the Kaimitz is Kosher? Or do we say, Rashi explains, Kivin Ein Shireim Le'acholim Havleik Mechashiv Lechol L'mochor Dover She'ein Darkoi Lechol Kadamer L'kamon Adloi Mahani Machshavasai. It's hard to say why it would not be Machshavas Pigal, Rashi says, is because he's being Mechashiv to eat something which is not Roi La'achila, since the Shireim anyways is Osir Ba'achila. Rashi seems to be comparing a case where the Shireim is Osir to a case where he's mechashev on something which is not oimid la'achila, is supposed to be hooked around the mizbeach. That's the mishnah later on, daf yudzayin, mechashev lechol dover shadarki lahakter. He has machshev spiegel to eat something which is supposed to be hooked around the mizbeach, like the koimitz. Or the other way around, mechashev lahakter dover shadarki lechol. He's mechashev to be makter chutz esmane, the shirayim which is supposed to be nechal. Rashi seems to be comparing this case with the shirayim's osir ba'achila, the shirayim ba'etzim is something which is supposed to be nechal. It's just that it was nifsa with a psal of chaser. Rakapam, that's how Rashi explains it's sad to say that it would not be kaveh b'pigol, since he's being mechashev on the shirayim, which in this case is not supposed to be nechal. And the next suffix of the Gemara, lafkiyam midei me'ilah, Rashi explains that it's a similar shayla. The question is, do we say that since you can be makir the kaimitz, therefore it'll be mafkiyah the shirayim from me'ilah? Or do we say that since there's a klal, in order for me'ilah to be poka, it has to be that it had a shas heter l'kayanim, b'derech klal l'zrika sadam by a zevach, or the aktaris ha-kaimitz by a mincha, is matur la'achila, the shirayim or the basar? That's what's mafkim v'dei me'ilah. Here in this case, the shirayim anyways is going to be asar ba'achila. Do you say that that's considered as if it never got a heter l'kayanim, therefore it will not be yosem v'dei me'ilah? Now the Shittu Mekubetzes over here in Ois Chofhei, as well as many other achrenim, the Sfasemes, the Briskarov, the Taras HaKadosh, the Ilas Shleima, and others as well, they all say that really, l'chur, you could have learned the Gemara differently, and this l'chur would have been more the Pashup Shah in the Gemara. And that is, the suffix with Mar could have been understood that the shayla is not as far as the actual machshav that he had to eat the shirayim is that considered machshav lechol dover she'ein darkei lechol, and do we consider this case to be a case of karev hamater kimitzvasei? We know that the klal is that even when there was a proper machshav as pigol, the carbon is only hukva of a pigol, meaning it's only chal l'shem pigol l'inyan the din to be chayiv karev if you eat from the carbon only after it's karev hamater kimitzvasei, only after you completed all of the avodos, as we see in the mishnah over here. Has to be that there are no other psulim in the other avodas. That's the din of karatos, kosher, karatos, pigol. Has to be that he completed all other avodas without any other additional psul. And the suffix of the Gemara would be, do we say in this case that the haktar of the kaimitz is considered karav amater kimitzvasei? He completed all of the avodas, and therefore if he had a machshav of spigol during one of the avodas, and then eventually he did the haktar of kaimitz, even though at that time the shirayim was already chaser and it was posel, still the shirayim did have a haktar done for them, and it was a haktar hamateres. It was Akhtar that has the kayach to be matter the Shirayim ba'achila. The fact that the Shirayim does happen to have a side psul, the fact that it was chaser, it doesn't take away from the fact that it was karev matter kimitzvasai, and therefore it will be kaveh b'pigol. Or do we say that we cannot look at this Akhtar's kaimitz as something which was matter, since the Shirayim is chaser, and the Akhtar's kaimitz will not be matter the Shirayim ba'achila, therefore it's not considered karev matter kimitzvasai. Even though the carbon will have a Akhtar which is mechaper, the psul chaser on the Shirayim is not going to prevent the kapar of the carbon. You see, that's not enough to be considered karev hamater kimitzvasei. It's not telling the avodas which are mechaper being completed, rather it's telling the avodas which are matter being completed. That's one point to stress. And additionally, there's another point. It's not enough if the avodas and materials of the carbon were done as far as the carbon in general. You have to done on each and every part of the carbon in order to say that pigol is chal on that specific chelik, that if you can eat it afterwards, you'd mechayev karev for eating it. It's also included in the din of karev hamater kimitzvasei that it has to be on that specific chelik a heter was chal. We find this concept in a number of places in the sugya in Tzvachim Daf Tzadik of ezrika me'elis l'yotze or ein zrika me'elis l'yotze, which the Gemara brings over here by Hemshech. They were talking about a carbon which is kosher, the Zrika Saddam is Mechaper, and it's also matter. But still, if a specific part of the carbon, if there's a specific piece of basar, which was nifsa with the psal yotze, and you hold in Zrika Meyas the yotze, then it will not be hooked for Bepigol. Lashon of Rashi at the top of the Omer and Zvachim Dav Tzadik Omer Aleph, Rashi is going, if you hold in Zrika Meyas the yotze, the Lashon of Rashi is, the Havalu Kamish Lai Nizik Aleim Hadam, Vlai Korvu Komatariyam. As far as that specific piece of basar which had a psal yotze on it, as far as that's concerned, it didn't have a Zrika's dam, and it wasn't Korvu Komatirov. We find similarly in Pesachim Ayin Ches Amar Aleph, in the Pesul of Tomei, if a piece of Buster became Tomei, the sugi over there is Mavur, it's Taliyaf Tzitz Maratza Ala Ichlin, we won't get into that sugi right now. But upon there also it's Mavur, that even though the carbon is kosher, and the rest of the Buster is going to be Huter Ali Dei Dezrika, but if there's one specific piece of Buster which is Tomei, and you hold that Dezrika is not considered to have been Matur that Buster, then as far as that Buster will say that it's not considered Korvu Komatirov, and it will not be hooked for Bepigol. Like upon here as well, according to the way the Achrenim are learning, the question about the Shiraim over here is not a general shaila about the carbon. Laktaras HaKoyimitz is Mechaper, and it also has a karech to be Matter. Over here it happens to be that it's not Negei the Heter, because the only thing to eat from this Mincha is the Shiraim, and the Shiraim have a Psal Choser on them. But Agapam, in theory, this Laktaras HaKoyimitz has a karech to be Matter. The Shiraim just says that the Shiraim have a Psal Choser on them. That's the Safik of the Gemara, whether it's considered Korvu Kol Matirov, the guy with the specific part of the Mincha which has another Psal on it. Now, Lachar, according to this, it would come out that the Hezber and the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, if the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that Shiraim Shechosu ben Kumitza Laktar, you could be Makhtar Lekoimitz, but the Shiraim do not have a Heter Achila, it's not the fact that something is lacking in the Akhtar Sakoimitz, and it doesn't have the capability of being Matter. Mitzad Akhtar Sakoimitz does have a Kayach to be Matter, and we look at it as if there's a Psal on the Shiraim, that's that the Shiraim will not become Mutter Ba'achila, if theoretically there will be a different part of the Mincha which does not have any Psal on it, Akhtar Sakoimitz would be able to be Matter it. This is why Shiraim Shechosu is comparable to a case where the part of the carbon became Pasul with the Psal of Yotze or Tomei, where Be'esim Nezrika does have a Kayach to be Matter. It's Matter any other part of the carbon which does not have a Psal on it. It's a specific child on the part of the carbon which did have a Psal. Do we look at it if the Nezrika is Matter that part, just it has a side Psal? Or do we look at it as far as that part is concerned, it never had a Nezrika at all, it wasn't Karev HaMatter Kimitzvasi? We'll get back to this point, we'll discuss this further, we'll see B'Shem the Biskrov more of a Hezber in this, and we see the Pshan Rav Huna over here in the Hemshech of the Gemara. Now, according to this Mahalach of the Achronim, the same suffix will also be as far as Me'ilah is concerned. The Klal is that in order for a carbon to be Yosem de Me'ilah, it has to have a Zrika HaMateres, or Haktaras Kaimas HaMateres. Then it's considered that it has a Shas Heter L'Kohanim and it's Yosem de Me'ilah. If over here we have the same Shailah, if we look at the Haktaras Kaimitz as something which is Be'etzem Mata de Shiraim, just as the side Isser, the Psal Chaser, then the Shiraim will be considered to have a Shas Heter L'Kohanim and it'll be Yosem de Me'ilah. If we look at it as if the Akhtaras Kemetz was not Matar the Shiraim because they're going to be Osir, then it'll not be considered to have a Shas Heter L'Kohanim and it will still have Me'ilah. As we'll see, there are a number of Nafkaminas, whether you learn the Suffolk of the Gemara like Rashi, or you learn the Suffolk like the Shita Megabetzes and the Achrenim. The first Nafkamina would be, and this the Shita Megabetzes mentions over here in Ois Chofei, that if you learn the Gemara like Rashi, then the whole Suffolk of the Gemara is dependent on what exactly he was Mechashiv on. It's only if he was Mechashiv on the Shiraim to eat them Chutz Zmani, that's where the Gemara has a Suffolk. The Suffolk is, do we consider that Mechashiv Lechol Dover Shadarke Lechol, or Mechashiv Lechol Dover Shein Darke Lechol? If, however, he had a machshava during one of the avodes, for example, during the matan kli, he had a machshava to be makir the koimetz chutzes manay, then ready the would be no suffik. According to Rashi, this would be poshet that it is machshava spiegel. The whole time to say that it was not machshava spiegel is if he's machashav on the shirayim which are osir ba'achilo, then maybe it's machashav lechol dovah she'en darkei lechol. If he's machashav on the aktar of the koimetz, that definitely would be machshava spiegel. If, however, you learn the other mahalach like the achronim, then it makes no difference what he was machashav on. Whether he's mechashiv to eat the shiraim chutzes manay, or if he's mechashiv to be makter the kaimitz chutzes manay, the suffix of the Gemara is it considered karv matter kimitzvasay, when he's makter the kaimitz in the end, is it considered that the aktaras hakaimitz placed the heter on the shiraim, and then it will be covered by pigol? If it's not considered that heter was placed on the shiraim, it will not be hooked for by pigol. So again, it makes no difference what the machshava was on, it makes a difference b'shas aktaras hakaimitz, is that considered to be aktar hamateres as far as the shiraim is concerned. A second nafkamina would be, doesn't necessarily have to be that at the time of the machshava, the shrayim were already chosar at that point. According to Rashi, the whole suffix of the Gemara is, if the shrayim were already chosar, and he's mechashiv to eat that shrayim, chutz zmanay, is that considered machshava lechol dover shadarke lechol or not? It would have to be that b'shas the machshava, hamefageles, at that point already the shrayim were chosar. If however you learn like the other rachonim, it would make no difference if b'shas the machshava, the shrayim were already chosar. What's important is, at the time he's makter the kaimitz, eventually in the end, at that point will the shiraim chaser ready? So for example, if Bashas Kmitza you had a machshava to eat the shrayim chutz his money, and at that point in time the shrayim were not yet chaser, eventually by the time he's makter to the kaimus, at that point the shrayim were chaser, so according to Rashi, this definitely would be machshava spiegel, since he was machashiv lechol dover shadarke lechol. Bashas the machshava, he's machashiv to eat something which was roi lachila. Hashengen, if you don't like the achronim, what's important is b'shas haktas ha-kaimitz, if at that point already the shemayim were chosar, and this will be included in the suffix of the Gemara, is that called karav ha-matar kimitzvasoi. A third nefkumina would be, that kaputet the lashon of the Gemara, ma'udet hanu la'aktar l'makvinu b'pigol, the lashon of the Gemara is mashma, the whole suffix is, as far as whether there's a chi of pigol, if one eats from this shemayim, not l'gabi the hechsher of the carbon. According to the achronim, the pshat will be, there definitely is a machshav as pigol over here, it will definitely pass the carbon. If he's mechashev to be makdav the kaimetz chutz is manay, even if he's mechashev to eat from the shirayim chutz is manay, it definitely is a mechashev espigol. According to the Chaim, there's no issue of mechashev lechol davar shein darkei lechol. And if it definitely is a mechashev to passel the carbon, the question just is, it likvinu bepigol, which means at the time of the aktar seimurim, is a chal adin that if he eats the carbon will be chayev kareis, that's the suffix of the Gemara, but there definitely will be a psul. If however you learn like Rashi, then lechol the suffix of the Gemara is even the gabi the psul. If we consider mechashev lechol dover shein darkei lechol, it's not a machshev espigol bechlal. Machshev to eat something chutz tzmanay, and something which anyways cannot be nechol, it's not a machshev apeiseles, and the carbon will still be kosher. Now if we take a look again at the lashon of the Gemara, so besides the dik that we just made, the suffix of the Gemara seems to be legabi the pigol, not legabi the hechsher of the carbon. But there's another dik, the Gemara says, ma'u t'tahani lu haktara lemekvinu bepigol. The lashon is mashmer that we're not talking about the machshava, we're talking about the haktara sakimitz, or that's kaveh bepigol. That al-chayr will be mashma much more derech da'achroinim. Rashi and Dibur Maschel Ma'ud Tahani, the Lashon of Rashi is, Kigoinim Hikter, Akaimetz Amunas Lechel Hani Shreim Chutz Zmanoi. Rashi seems to have been bothered by the Lashon of Ma'ud Tahani Lu Haktara, and if Rashi explains, we're talking about the case where he had a machshava during the Haktara of the Kaimetz. The Gemara chooses that case, who within the Safi could also be if he had a machshava during one of the other Avodis, but Akapan Rashi was bothered by that Lashon. According to the Achrayim, the Lashon is very good. The Tahanu L'Aktar L'Mekvinu B'Pigol. Rashi has to explain that Tahanu L'Aktar means a Machshava during the Avodah of Haktara. Now, if we take a look later on at Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, at the end of the Perek, we have printed on the page a Pirush B'Shem the Rashbam. In the first Rashbam over there, where he explains the Shaila of the Gemara, so in the beginning he does seem to be explaining Alderech L'Shitu Mekubetes. He says the Shaila is in this case where the Shraim were Chosar, Mi Armin and Hoyal V'Isnu K'tas Loi Chosar Pasol. Do we say that since the Shemayim and the Maisa are here, although they're not going to get a heter achila because they're chaser, we don't look at them as if they have a psa on them, and therefore it will be called karav matar kimitzvasai, and the aktaras kemes will be kaveh bepigol. At that point, the Rashbam sounds like he's learning aderech lashitu mekubetes. But then the last line, he seems to be taking a turn, and he says, Idilma, hova asurim bachila, havi mechashuv lechol, dovash ein darkei lechol. The last line, he does seem to be learning aderech Rashi. The Maisa, this Rashbam needs further iyun. Now, to get back to the Shaila, which many Achrayim are bothered by, why the Maisa did Rashi not learn the Pshat al Derech Achrayim? This seems to be more the Pashto Pshat in the Gemara, and the Lashon of the Gemara seems to fit much better. Rashi must have been bothered by something, he didn't want to explain the Gemara the way the Achrayim do. So in the Sefer Taisa Kaya, she explains that Rashi was bothered by Tosis's Kasha at the top of Tesamad Beis. Tosis over there asks the Kasha, according to the Sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that all the Shraim are Osir Bachil, they have a Psul Chosr on them. We know that the Sheet of Rabbi Yeshua is, as we saw in the Tesamad Aleph, the clouds and main buster in dam, if there's nothing that the zvika is being matter, then you cannot be zerik the dam. The Gemara and Daftes is mavur that the machikas of Yechon and Reish Lakish, Vashram Shechoser ben Kmitza laktara, that machikas is Bedas Reb Yeshua. According to Rabbi Yezer, even if there's no shirayim left bechlal, you could be makter the kaimitz. According to Rabbi Yezer, by Zevach as well, even if there's no buster or imurim, for the zvika's the dam to be matter, still then as you could be zerik the dam. We pass in Allah like Reb Yeshua that by Zevach in main buster in dam, and Machaikas of Yechon Reish Lakish is Bedas Reb Yeshua. According to Rabbi Yechonon, as long as something is still left from the Shiram, you could be makter the kaimitz. According to Reish Lakish, Mincha is more chamer than a Zevach. By Mincha, even if only a little bit of it is chaser, already you cannot be makter the kaimitz. By Akabam, Tesis Kash is Bedas Reb Yechonon, since Reb Yeshua holds that if there will be no Shiram at all, then you will not be able to be makter the kaimitz. If so, in this case, Reb Yechonon is masking that the Shiram is Osir Bachila, so then already you should not be able to be makter the kaimitz. Just like we find by Zrika Saddam, if there's nothing that the Zrika is being matter, even if there is Basar here, but it's not going to get a heter, the din is that you cannot be Zerik the Dam. Here as well, if the Shraim is Chosr and Rabbi Yechonon is Maskim, that the Shraim is Possel, the Haktar Sakhaimitz is not going to be matter anything, how can you be Makhtar the Kaimitz? This is the Kasha of Taisvis. Taisvis brings a Teres to this Kasha, but the Teres of the Kodesh says with Das Rashi, Rashi was bothered by the Kasha of Taisvis, and for this reason Rashi held that it's pasha to the Gemara. This is not the suffix. It's pasha that when you makter the kaimus, it is considered haktara, even as far as the shirayim is concerned. Although the mice of the shirayim will not get a heter achila, but we don't look at it as if the haktara of the kaimus is not nisiyachis, doesn't relate to the shirayim, is haktara on behalf of the shirayim as well. The psal that the shirayim has, which is going to aser b'achila, is a side issue, and if it would be considered karav matter kimitzvasei. Since if you don't say this, then the kasha of Tosis will be difficult. How could we makter the kaimus if it's not being matter anything? A karchan is considered to be placing a heter on the shirayim, despite the fact that there's a side iser of shirayim shechasru. For this reason, Rashi had to learn a different pshat in the Gemara. The suffix is not as far as karav matter kimitzvasei, that it definitely is. Rather, like Rashi explains, the suffix is as far as the specific machshava to eat the shirayim chutz zmanoy is that called machashav lecho dovesh ein darkoy lechol. Now, behemshcha Gemara, the Gemara is mevur, both according to Rav Huna and according to Rava, that the assumption will be that this shaila of the Gemara should be told in the machlokes between Rav Akiva and Rav Eliezer. But the machlokes whether we say zrika mayelis the yotze. Rav Huna came to say that even if you hold like Rav Akiva that zrika mayelis the yotze, there would be a svar to be mechai between yotze and chaser. Yotze would be less of a psal, chesaron would be a worse psal, and Rav Akiva would be masking that in zrika mayelis. Rav said the opposite, that even if you hold like Rav Eliezer that in zrika mayelis the yotze, there'd be a svar that yotze is worse than chaser, and shirayim shechasru everyone would be masking that zrika mayelis. Rakapan, both of them are maskim that at first glance, the suffix of the Gemara should be tali in Machaikas Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Bishma, if you don't disagree al derech lachrenim, we understand this Gemara very well. The Shalav Shirayim Shechosu ben Kmitzel la'aktoro, whether the aktoro is a kaim which is kaveya bepigol, it's the exact same Shalav Zvikam Yelis Leyotze, both of them are examples where you have either Basa or Shirayim which has a psal on it, and the question is, do we look at it as if the Zvika or the aktoro is a kaim is nisiachas to that which has a psal? Rabbi Kiva holds Zvikam Yelis Leyotze, therefore, it is hooked for bepigel. Therefore, the chayyim would also hold even shirayim which has a psal chaser also should be hooked for bepigel. Rabbi Eliezer holds ein zrika mayelis liyotze. We don't look at it as if the zrika accomplished the heter on that which was nifsal biyotze, and therefore it's not hooked for bepigel. He would also hold the gabbai shirayim shechaser that it's not hooked for bepigel. On this, Rav Huna and Rava came to say that there is first to be mechalik between the different psulim between the psal yotze and the psal chaser. If, however, you learn like Rashi, and this comparison of Gemara seems difficult to understand, because we know that the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer about Psal Yotze, whether Zrika Mayelis Leyotze or Ein Zrika Mayelis Leyotze, the case is not the way Rashi explained the suffix in Er Gemara by Shirayim Shechosru, where he had Machshavas Pigel specifically on that which was Choser, to eat Chutz Zmanay. Over there by Yotze, it's not specifically in the case where he had a Machshava to eat the Basar, which became possible by Yotze Chutz Zmanay, even if he had Machshava to eat other Basar Chutz Zmanay, or to be Zerik the Dam Chutz Zmanay, or Makdev Deimurim Chutz Zmanay. There also happens to be some basa which is possible by Yotze, and the Machlokes says whether the Zrika is Kaveya Din Pigel on the basa which has a Psal Yotze. In other words, the shaila is whether it's considered Karav HaMatir Kimitzvasei as far as that basa is concerned, as we saw the Rashi in Zvachom Daf Tzadi. If so, what's the Gemara's comparison, according to Rashi, between Er Shaila by Shirayim Shechoser and the case of Zrika Mayelis Yotze? Now, because of this kasha, it seems that Rashi tried to avoid this problem. Rashi Dibur Maschel Loi Mahani Le'aktara, the Lashon of Rashi is Loi Nafgim Me'ilo. It seems like Rashi is explaining that the Gemara's pshitas, that which the Gemara wanted to be titled Er Shaila in the question of Zrika Mayelis Leyotze, and the svaras of Rav Huna and Rava, this is all as far as the second suffix of the Gemara, Lafkinu Mede Me'ilah. The Gemara's second suffix was whether this Haktaras Kaimitz is Mafkia Me'ilah from the Shirayim Shechosru. This suffix Rashi explained that the Shaila is, do we look at it as if it had a Shas Heter Lekayanim, and then it will be Pakam Mede Me'ilah? Or do we say, since the Shirayim still have an Isra on them, we don't look at it as if it had a Shas Heter Lekayanim? On that suffix of the Gemara wanted to be titled in the Machaikas of Bekiva and Rebel Yezer, they had a Machaikas about Zrika Mayelis Leyotze, not only as far as Pigel is concerned, also as far as to be Mafkia from Me'ilo, that's what the Gemara wanted to compare to Er Shaila. Rashi and Dibur Maschel, Afilu Rebbe Kiva, also, they're also Rashi's Mavur, that the Gemara's Pshitas is Legabri the Shaila of Me'ilo. As far as the first suffix of the Gemara, which Rashi learns is a Shaila, whether it's considered Machshav Lechol, Dover Shadarke Lechol, or Ein Darke Lechol, for that there is no raya from the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer Legabi Psal Yotze. They never spoke about such a case. We had a machshava specifically to eat the basar which was possible by Yotze. Now what exactly are the svaras of Rav Huna and Rava to be mechalik between our case of Shirayim Shechosru and Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer by Zrika Mayelis Leyotze? Rav Huna says that even if you hold like Rabbi Akiva that Zrika Mayelis Leyotze, Yotze in a certain way is not as chomer as the Psal of Shirayim Shechosru. Yotze is Isa Beinei Psal Machmas Davar Acharu. Rashi explains, and Rashi says, "Aver Yushalayim poislei." And the Rambam at the end of the parak, his lashon is, "Machmas davar acher sheyotzu deimurim gufei ulekos shum psol." Rashi and the Rambam seem to be masber. The psol machmas davar acher means the psol is not as chomer because nothing happened in essence, to the basa or the mur themselves, they just were taken to the place where they don't belong, that's not as bad as the shirayim shechoser, where something happened to the shirayim themselves, you could see a physical change on them, their chaser from their shir, that psal is worse. Now the Brisk Rav over here, and this is brought by Richus in the Sefer Minchas of Ram, he says, Zachari could be mazur with the svar of Avuna differently, and this svar would work well if you don't understand the sig al derech l'shritu mekubetes. The needin of the sig over here is, where the Akhtar's claimant is considered korvu komatirov as far as the shirayim shechoser is concerned. And the Brisk Rav says that the truth is, we have to understand b'chla, what is the comparison from shirayim shechoser to psal yotze? Shirayim shechoser, the Brisk Rav understands, is not the fact that there's a psal on the shirayim. The drasha of the Gemara of Tesla Mabez, and he says, "Ben a mincha, parallel mincha shechoser." What we're learning from there is that if the mincha is chaser, you don't have all of the shirayim over here. Then the Akhtar's claimant is not matirit ba'achila. If so, if that's the pshat, it doesn't have a karech to be matirit, then we would also understand that it's not considered korvu kol matir of l'inyan pigul as well. Mashenkin, as far as psul yotze is concerned, over there l'chayr is considered as zrika. There's nothing lacking in the zrika. It's just that the buster has a different psul of psul yotze. So what's the right? Just because he holds zrika meyels to the yotze l'inyan pigul, why would that be a comparison to shirayim shechosru? And Biskov says you have to be mechadish over here. He brings rayas to this. One can take a look in the chedush shagriz as well as the minchas avram to see his rayas. Rakabarm is mechiach that even if you hold a zrika meyels to the yotze l'inyan pigul and l'inyan to be mitzim de me'ilo, but as far as the heter baser ba'achilo, the mice of the baser is also not only because it has a psul yotze, rather also because it's considered that the baser never had a zrika hamataris. The same Isser that the Basar has before the Zrika, this Basar which was Yotza also has that same Isser. In other words, it really has two Yisurim, it has an Isser of Basar Shiyotza, and an Isser of Basar Lefnei Zrika. And yet still, even though the Zrika was not mapped to the Basar, still then is that it's maybe the Pigel and it's Moitzim and the Me'ilo. That's the Gemara's comparison. If Basar Shiyotza according to Rabbi Kiva, the Din is Zrika Me'elis to Yotza, even though the Zrika doesn't have a Kerech to be mapped to Ba'achilo. Here as well, Shirayim Shechosru also, which is to say that even though the Akhtaris of Kaimis is not able to be mapped to Ba'achilo, still should be able to be kaveir in pigol and to be mafkia from me'ilo. However, the Brisk Rav says, we can now understand what is the svar of Rav Huna, we could explain different than Rashi. Rav Huna could be saying that by psul yotze, even though Erech Hanami, as we said, the Torah tells us that the zrika is not matir l'inyan achilo, but still that's the result of the psul yotze. The Torah says that once the basar has a psul yotze, the zrika cannot be matirid and it will remain with an isser of basar koidim zrika. Therefore, Rav Huna says as far that din is only a gabi heter achilo, as far as other dinim are concerned, to be made with the pigol and to be made with the me'ilo, as far as those dinim are concerned, there's no makar to say that the zrika doesn't help even on this basa which has a psal yotze. Only as far as dini heter achila are concerned, over there we say that once it has a psal yotze, it also cannot get a heter achila. However, shirayim shechosru over there, that which the Torah said that the Akhtaris claimant does not matter the shirayim, it's not a result of the shirayim having any psal on them. There is no psal which is chal on the shirayim. Their whole isra achila is not any other psal other than the fact that there's no haktar to be matter them. Over there, Karcha the Torah was megal to us that once the shirayim are chaser, the Haktaris Kemis no longer has the ability to be matter than ba'achila. Over here, there will be a tzad to say that same way it's not able to be matter than ba'achila, it's also not able to be kaveh b'pigol and to be moitzim de me'ilo. This is the pshat of the Brisk Rav in the svar of Rav Huna. It does seem somewhat difficult to fit into the lashon of Rav Huna, but Rakupam, this is the way he learns. As far as the svar of Rava, he says an opposite svara. Rava says that even if you holik Rabbi Yezer, the ain zrika me'el sli yotze, hani mil yotze de lesa bifnim. What the Gemara means to say is, this is the Mashmois of the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi's Lashon is Psol Yotze Chomer Michisorin. Rashi seems to understand B'das Rava that Yotze Lesa Bifnim is a reason to say why this Psol is more Chomer. The fact that it was taken out of the Zohar that's considered a Psol Chomer, a Shenking Chisorin which is Isa Bifnim, a Psol which occurred without being taken out of the Zohar, that Psol is not as Chomer. And here again, B'das Rava also, the Brisk Rav gives a further Hesber. Where is the svar to be mechalik between Yotze and Chaser? So the Brisk Rav quotes the sugya in Zvachim at the bottom of Pei Tes Amud Beis, at the top of Talik Amud Aleph. The Gemara there has a shaila, but a muri kotrei kalam sheyotzu lefnei zrika. We know that the makam achila for kotrei kalam is in the entire Yerushalayim. And the Gemara has a shaila, but the psal yotze on the imurim. We know that after the zrika is done already and the imurim are ready for aktara, then if they will be taken out of the azar, they would become possible with the psal of yotze. However, before the zrika, when they are not yet ready for aktara, the Gemara is sad to say that their makam is considered to be the entire Yerushalayim, just as we find the Basar Kotri Kalam could be Nechal in the entire Yerushalayim, therefore they would not become possible with the Psal of Yotze if they're taken out of the Azara. Only after Zrika, when they get a din of Haktara, then they're the same as Kotri Kotrim and their makam is in the Azara, if they're taken out they'll become possible. Now the Gemara of their brings, the bottom line on Pei Tes Amud Beis, Leima Kitanoi. The Gemara wanted to be titled this Shaila in the Machlekes Tanoim, the Gemara brings the Machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva. A muri kotri kalam shiyotzu lufnei zrikas damim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer ein moilin behem ve'ein chayav nolayim mishum pigol noiser v'tamei. Rabbi Kiva Omer moilin behem ve'chayav nolayim mishum pigol noiser v'tamei. Originally, the Gemara understood that the machaikus Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva when they are in that braisa is gufa in this shayla whether imuri kotri kan which are taken out before zrika whether they become possible with the psal of yoytze. Rabbi Eliezer would hold that they do become possible with the psal of yoytze. Therefore, when you do the zrika afterwards, zrika does not work on these imurim to give them a din meila. Kotri kan only get a din meila after the zrika. So these imurim which became possible by yoytze, they will not have a din meila. Rabbi Kiva, however, he would hold that these imuri kotri kan which were yotzu lufnei zrika, they do not become possible with the psal yoytze. And therefore, moilim behem afterwards when you do the zrika, it does give him a din meila. V'chayavin leim yishon pigol noiser v'tamei. And if Papa over there is matrik, he says, no, that's not the pshat in the machlikis between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Eliezer. If Papa says, but the hadr I linu kuliyam aloi pligi, v'hacha but isnu avroi pligi, uba pligi the marasava in zrika mayalas li yoytze, umarasava zrika mayalas li yoytze. Now, Kapute, the word means to say, Rabbi Papa is telling us that the kuliyam, if you would bring back the imurim before the zrika, there will be no machlikis, and the pshat will be because the imurim would not be nifsal b'cha with the psal of yoytze. In other words, Rabbi Papa is trying to be matrik that you don't have a raya that imuri kotri kam shiyotze lefnei zrika, that anyone would hold that they're possible with the psal of yoytze. Maybe everyone could hold that they do not become possible. If you bring them back before the zrika, they do not have a psal yoytze b'chal, and therefore the kuli alma is mevul de meila and yechav misham pigol noiser v'tamei. The machlekes is when they were outside b'shas the zrika, so they definitely do have a psal, and the machlekes is they got meila and pigol noiser v'tamei if zrika meyalas the yoytze or not. However, Tosis and Zvachim daf chavav and Ralph, he learns the gemara over there differently. Tosis is coming mikoyach akasha that he has from the sugya there. Rakabam Tosis says the pshat of Rav Papa is not that if you bring it back before the zrika, then the kuli alma they will not become possible with yoytze. Rather the opposite. Everyone agrees that imuri kotri kan which were yotze lefnei zrika do get upsol yoytze. Even if you'll bring them back before the zrika, lemaisa they still have upsol yoytze, and they're not going to be roi for akhtar on the mizbeach. Now, as Rav Papa said, the machlekes is talking about in a case when they're outside b'shas the zrika, not in a case when they're brought back inside before the zrika. Rav Papa meant to say that if they would have been brought back before, then everyone would agree that even though they have upsol yoytze on them, then zrika meyelis liyoytze. Linyan me'ila and linyan pigo noiser v'tamei, the zrika definitely will work on these imurim even though they do have upsol yoytze. The machlekes Rav Elazar and Rav Akiva, whether zrika meyelis liyoytze or ain't zrika meyelis liyoytze, that's in the case where they're actually outside of the Azar at the time of the zrika. That's what Rav Elazar holds, that if they're outside, then the zrika cannot help legabi me'ila and legabi pigo noiser v'tamei. Now, based on this, Rabbi Rav says, we now have a new understanding. What is the machlekes Rav Elazar and Rav Akiva? The machlekes is not whether something which has a psal yoytze on it, whether that psal makes you consider that they never had a zrika b'chal, leaning to be mevul de pigol, or to be moitzim de me'ila. As the machlekes is in a case where they're nifsal b'yoytze and they're actually outside right now, that's where Rav Elazar holds that they're not considered to have had a zrika. Since they're outside, the zrika is not nisyachas to them, it doesn't work as far as they're concerned. That's why it's not mevul de me'ila and not kaveh b'pigol noiser v'tamei. If so, the Brisker Rav says, we can understand very well what is the svar of Rav over here in our sugya. Rav says that even if you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, the ain't zrika meyelis liyotze, hani mil yotze de lesa bifnim. According to this pshat, this means that at the time of the zrika, they're not in the azara. That's why the zrika cannot work on them. Ava chesaron de isa bifnim, as far as the psal of Shemayim Shechasu, even though they do have a psal, but at least they're in the azara, there Rabbi Eliezer could be meided that the zrika will be meyel. The zrika isn't yisachas to the Shemayim, even though they are psal, but as long as they're in the azara, the zrika helps for them. And it would be considered kovu kamatirov. This pshat does fit very well into the lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says that yoytze is lesa b'fnim, chisaron is isa b'fnim. According to the Brisker Rav, this means literal, where exactly the imurim or the shirayim are. If they're outside the azar, then the zrika cannot help according to Rabbi Eliezer. If they're inside the azar, then the zrika or the akhtar sakleimitz does help for them. Now continue on. Rav brought a raya to his shita. Rav says, "Mina aminullah," he brings the raya from that which Rav Chiya, when he said over our Mishnah, he made a change. He didn't say, "Oy kizayis mishay reo," or Kizayis Kumtza, and the Gemara explains, Rav understood the reason why he made that change is because he held, if you say a Lashon of Lecha, Mishareo, or Kizayis Mishareo, Lashon Kizayis Mishareo is Mashma, not only if the full Shirayim is there, he had a Machshava on one of the Kizayisim, that case would also mean in the case where there only is a Kizayis. So even though in the Reisha of the Mishnah, with Machshava is in the Avodah of Kmitza, there obviously that can't be the case, because if the Shirayim is already Chaser B'Shas the Kmitza, then definitely the Minchas Pasal. However, in the Hemshech of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says Zeh Aklal, and the Mishnah goes through all of the Avodos, Nois and Kli, Melech, Makdir, which means that all of the Machshavos listed in the Reisha of the Mishnah apply to those Avodos as well, and when you come to those Avodos, Matan Kli, Helech, or Makdir, then already one would understand that a Machshava on Kizayis Mishira would mean that all that's left of the Mincha is only Kizayis and not the rest of the Shirayim. And Rabbi Chiya held that even though in that case, Enech Nami would be Machshava Spigol, the only reason he did not say that case The case of Kazayas Mishira is because you cannot say the case of Kazayas Mikumtza. If some of the Kremis is missing, then definitely the Mincha is Pasol, and it's not in the Gehem Achshav Espigol. So since it couldn't say Kazayas Mikumtza, you didn't say also Kazayas Mishira. Hakapam Rav saw from here that even if there's only one Kazayas left of the Shiraim, you can still have Achshav Espigol. In theory, you would have been able to say that if he's Noisin Kli or Moilich or Makhtir, Amunas Lechol Kazayas Mishira, even though that's the only thing that's left, that would be Achshav Espigol. Derech Agav just mentioned that this Gemara seems to be a riot to a Nidan which we spoke about previously on Daf Tes. We discussed over there that which the Gemara is Mavur, the Mincha Shechaser Kredim Kmitza is Pasol, Shiraim Shechaser Ben Kmitza Laktar, that's the Machaikas of Bechon and Reish Lakish, and the Achrayim talk about what happened if it was Chaser after the Kmitza but before the Matan Kli. We saw the Tarsa Kredish as it's sad to say, that will be the same as Mincha Shechaser Kredim Kmitza, and you'll not be able to be Makter the Kaimitz. Agav over here seems to be right now like this, because the Gemara is Mavur, that the Machshava B'Shas Kmitza, there definitely, if he's Mechashev on Kazayis Mishirel, it cannot possibly mean that there's only Kazayis left, because then the Mincha will be Pasol. But the other Avodah said in the Mishnah, Matan Kli, Moilichu Makter, there you could understand that if he's Mechashev on Kazayis Mishirel, what it means to say is that there's only Kazayis left. Mehir L'Chair is Mugach, that if B'Shas Matan Kli, it was already Chaser, and there's only a Kazayis left of the Shiraim, the Mincha is Kosher, you can still be Makter the Kaimitz Kedin, and therefore it isn't again Machshava Spiegel, this is how will be a Kasha on the Taras HaKadosh. Rakapam the Gemara continues, and Abai is doicha this raya of Rava. Abai says it's not a raya from Reb Chiya. The reason Reb Chiya did not put in his braisa kizayis mikumtza or kizayis mishayreel is for a different reason. It's because he holds like the sheet of Reb Lazar. The sheet of Reb Lazar in Zvachim and Perak Shoicher of Amayla is on any carbon which you're makter b'chutz, and the only way it will be kosher b'fnim is if you're makter the whole thing, and the only chayav mishma lo aschutz if you're makter the whole thing. Therefore, kaimetz, levoino, k'tiris, minchas kaine, minchas kaim mashiach, all of these things, they're only kosher b'fnim if you're makter the whole thing, therefore if you're malo them b'chutz also, you're not chayiv on a kezayis, you have to be malo the whole thing. And Abai is making a comparison, the same way Reb Lozer holds this way, l'inin halos chutz, l'inin machshav es pigel also will hold, if you have machshav to be makter chutz es manoy, if it's something that b'fnim would only be kosher if you're makter the whole thing, then machshav chutz es manoy also has to be makter the whole thing. And therefore machshav to be makter kezayis mikom seldom chutz es manoy, that would not be Machshav Espigol, it would only be if you have Machshav to be Makter the entire Kaimitz. I've just mentioned there's an interesting Kasha from the Keren Ur over here. He asks that we find that Reb Lazar is maskim that sometimes you are Chayiv for a Loas Chutz on a Kazayis on one of these items. In the case where you already Mal, Befnim, Behechshur, everything except for one Kazayis, and then you're Mal that last Kazayis Bechutz, Reb Lazar is maskim that you'll be Mechuyiv Mishum HaLoas Chutz. Since if you would be Makter this last Kazayis Befnim, it would complete the kapara, the carbon would be kosher. If you makter b'chutz, then already it's enough to be mechuyev. If so, the Keren Ur asks, even if Reb Chiya holds like Reb Lazar, l'chaim he could still say in his braisa the case of kizayis mikumtza, in the case we had a machshav to be makter, the final kizayis of the kaimetz chutz zmanay, in that case l'chaim Reb Lazar would be maskim that it is machshav espigel. And the Keren Ur says, l'chaim you have to say a svar to be mechalik between halos chutz and machshav espigel. By halos chutz, there Reb Lazar holds, we already makter b'fnim everything except for the last kazayis. Then if you makter the last kazayis b'chutz, you're chayiv mishum halos chutz. Mashenkin in machshav espigol, for example, if you're machashiv b'shas avidas kmitza or matan kli, at this point, meanwhile, nothing was hooked yet on the mizbeach. Therefore, there already would be no difference if his machshav was on the first kazayis or the last kazayis. It's only if something was already hooked on the mizbeach, there you could say that the last kazayis left has enough significance to be mechuyiv. Mashenkin by machshav espigol, where you're not makter anything yet, then we don't say that if you have machshav to be makter the last kazayis, chutz zmanay, that would be machshav espigol. Meisa, the Keren Ur has difficulty with the whole comparison of Rabbi and the sugyo. That which Rabbi was machadish that bedas Reb Lozer the same way leaning halos chutz, yinachayv on a kazayis, so too leaning machshav espigol also, it won't be machshav espigol if it's just a kazayis. He asks that machshav espigol the pasuk describes in hayochel yeyochel, and the Reb Lozer should be maskim anytime he has a machshav on something which is considered an achilo, a kazayis of the whole kaimus is an achilas mizbeach, even though it's not enough to be mechaper on its own. Perhaps Reb Lazar would be maskim that it is enough for Machshav Espigol. This kasha the Keren Ur leaves off, Betzorach Ihun. Now continue on to the next Gemara. The Gemara says, Hoda Omar Rova Lav Milsahi. Originally in Amr Aleph, Rava had said that even if you hold like Reb Eliezer, the Ein Zriko Meyels L'Yotze, the Psul of Yotze is worse than the Psul of Chisarin, and by Chisarin everyone would be maskim the Ein Zriko Meyels. Over here Rava's Chizun, he brings a Raya not like his original Svara. The Raya is from a Braisa which makes a Josh on the words Kodesh Kadoshim Hu, that's the pasuk which was written by the Lechem Aponim. From there we learn Shem Nifrisa Achas Menachalois Kulam Psulois. Not only is the Chala which was Nifrisa Apostle, that's Apostle Midin Chisorin. This already we saw in Daftes on Rebeiz, where there's a Machaikas of Bechon and Reish Lakish. Vashram Shachosu ben Kmitza Laktara, Rishlagashaldi cannot be Makhtar the Kaimitz, and Rechon brought a raya from the Raisa, which is Mavur as far as the Lechem upon him, that if it was Nifasa Lachma after the Siluk Bezichin, which is the same as after the Kmitza, and then that even though the Lechem is possible, you could be Makhtar the Bezichin, like upon from there already we see the Gemara understands that the din of Nifasa Lachma is we din Chaser. Rakabam here as well, the Gemara says, that we learn from a pasuk that not only is the lechem which is nifris, pasul midin chaser, the rest of the chais are pasul as well. Rakabam Rav is medayik from this brace that dafka in the case where one of the lechems was pasul because of nifrisa, so that's where we say that the rest of them are pasul as well. Hashenkin, if one of them will be pasul with the din of yoitze, then the rest of the chais will not be pasul. And Rav said, akarach that fits with the sheet of Rebbe Kiva, that zrika mayelis to yoitze. So you see that even though Rebbe Kiva holds as far as yoitze the din is that zrika mayelis, but as far as chaser the din is, zrika is not mayelis, therefore the rest of the chalis are pasul. The Rashi explains that in the case where one of the chalis were yotza, you have to come on to zrika mayelis to say that the rest of them are still kosher, because without that, then you don't have 12 chalis over here, and all the way the bezichin can be matter the rest of the chalis as if there's 12. Akarach l'pshat is that zrika mayelis, it's considered that the bezichin were hooked on behalf of the chalis which was yotza as well, so there are 12 chalis over here. So even though the mice of the 12th one would not be nechal because it was nifsal with the psal of Yotze, we still consider the Akhtaris Bezichin to have been done on behalf of all 12 chalais. That's for the rest of them that were not nifsal by Yotze, they could still be nechal. So Rava's right is that even though you see as far as Yotze is concerned, the Akhtaris Bezichin works on the chalai which was nifsal by Yotze, but it does not work as far as the chalai which was nifsal with the psal of Chaser. Now firstly, Taisus in Dibur Maschel Hu, in the beginning of Taisus he says, Al-Karcha, what's the case over here? What exactly was one of the chalais nifras? He says, Akarcha, the case has to be after it was pirka, because if it was beforehand, so that we saw already in the sugya before, that which the Gemara compares the din of mincha shechasra kaitim kmitza to the case of nifras lachma actually pirka, or at least actually gias man lefarik. In that case, the Gemara is mavur that you cannot be makter the bezuchim bechlal. If so, if this brisa which says, shem nifras achas me'achalais kulam psulais, if he's talking about such a case where it was nifras before it was Misha Pirkov from the Shulchan, then maybe it's posh that all of them are possible because he cannot be makdi the bezichin bechlal. The whole nidin whether the haktar is mayeles, the way Zrika is mayeles the yoitza, would not be negia bechlal. Obviously, Taisa says the case must be talking about that it was nifras the lechem after it was Pirkov from the Shulchan. Therefore, you can be makdi the bezichin. The question just is the haktar's bezichin work for the lechem which was nifras? There's an obvious problem with this raya of Rava. Had a Rav approved that even though Zrika Mayelis the Yotze, but it's not Mayelis Leinin Chaser, over here in the case where one of the Chalais was Nifrisa, since we learned from a Pasuk, Kodesh Kedoshim Hu, that if one of them is Pasul within Chaser, then all of them are Pasul as well, from there we learned that all of them will not be Nechal, so as far as the Heter Achila is concerned, either way it's Pasha that the Bezicha will not be Matter them, just like in the case of Shiraim Shechoser Ben Kmitza La'Aktara, we know that once the Shiraim are Chaser, they're going to be Pasul and not Nechal. The whole shayla about Zrika Mayeles, or in this case, the Haktaras Kaimis Mayeles, that's not as far as the Inyan Achila is concerned, it's partial that it's not Nechal. The whole shayla was Ligabe Pigal, if it could be Kaveh Pigal, or if it could be Moitzim De Me'ilo. The shayla was, do we consider that it still had Haktara, that the Haktaras Kaimis was done on behalf of these Shiraim, even though they were Apostle, or do we say that once they're Apostle and they don't have Heter Achila, the Haktaras Kaimis is not Nisiachas to them? So where do you see from here, in this case of Lechem Aponim, that the Haktaras position is not Nisiachas to these Chalas which have a Psul Chaser? The Braisa does not say anything about Me'ilo or Pigol. Maybe in Mechanami, the Haktaras position does work to be Mafkiyam de Me'ilo and to be Kaveh B'Pigol. This is the Kasha of Tosfos in the middle of Dibur HaMaschol Hu. So Tosfos brings three Terutim to this Kasha. The first Terutim of Tosfos is that the Gemara is Medayik from the Loshen of the Braisa, which says, Kulan Psulais. Tosfos says the Braisa does not say Ein Necholois, rather Loshen of Psulais. Taisa says that's mashma that they're possible to the point that the Haktar of the Bezichin will not be mafkir from Me'ilo and will not be kaveh b'pigol. The Maisa Taisa says this teretz is a doichik, so he brings another teretz, he says, Oynir lefarish, that the Gemara is medayik from now, which we learn from a pasuk, Kodesh Kadoshim Hu, if we're learning a joshua from a pasuk already, that if one of them is nifras and all of them are pasul, then somehow we understand that including that is also the din, they won't be mafkir from Me'ilo or be mevel b'pigol. That teretz is also along the lines of the first teretz that somehow we saw over here in the Braisa, the din is the Akhtar of the Bezichin does not help L'inyin Mila and Pigol as well. In the last teretz of Taisus, he says a whole different Mahalach. And the Achrayim suggests that this last Mahalach would have to be the Pshan and Rashi. Rashi doesn't make any remez to the first Mahalachim of Taisus. They see somehow over here that L'inyin Pigol and Mila also, the Akhtar of the Bezichin didn't work. Rashi would fit better with the last teretz of Taisus. What does Taisus say? Inami, he says, Diak mida achmer kulay hai. the chinifis ha'achas kulam psulais, shmamnil de mahanili haktar lepigol umi'ila. The Gemara is trying to prove, from now which you see, that even though only one of the chalis were nifras, still it is that the rest are also pasul, from there already you see that the haktaras bezichu will not help le'inyan pigol umi'ila. According to this last teres of Tosis, in truth, the Braisa really did not address anywhere the shail of Me'ila and Pigul. However, we still brought a ray from this Braisa, from now which the din is that the rest of the Chalis are Pasul, even though only one of them is Nifras, that would be a ray that the Akhtaris Bezichin is not Me'ila, and it will also not be Me'ila in Pigul and Me'ila. L'chair, what Tosis means to say is, if the Akhtaris Bezichin would be Me'ila, in other words, it would be considered as if even the Chal which was Nifras, that also had a Akhtaris Bezichin done on behalf of it, then the din would be that the rest of the Chalis would be Nechal. That one specific chal that was nifras, that would still be pasul, however the rest of them would be nechal. Now that the din is that the haktaras bezichin is not moyul, as far as the chal which has the psul, for that reason the rest of the chalis are also not nechal, and from there you could prove, if the chal that was nifras, since it's chaser, it's not considered that the haktaras bezichin was done on behalf of it, like gabe mi'ila and pigal also, the haktar will not help to be mafkir from mi'ila, and to be mevil de pigal. From here you could prove, so all menachas I have a psul chaser, the Akhtaris Kemis will not help Le'inyan Mila and Pigol. However, still this would need a further hesber, because the once we make this drasha of Kodesh Kodoshim Hu, seemingly that tells us that we look at all of the Chalais as one, therefore if one of them is Nifras and that's considered Chasar, then there's a Chasar in all of the Chalais. If so, again, what would be the Pshat? Why would this be dependent on whether Akhtaris Bezichin is Moyal for the Chalai that was Nifras? Either way, once there's a Psal Chasar in all of the Chalais, the Moyal they're not Nechal. So there are different nuschais in the Achrayim, how exactly to explain the lumdis of this last teretz of Tosfos. The Stipler in Kiyos Yaakov, he explains as follows. He explains by regular mincha, when it's chaser from the Shirayim, when it's chaser ben kmitza la'aktara, so the din is that the Shirayim is definitely not nechal, according to Rebbechon, you could be makti lebezichin, but the psal in the Shirayim will prevent its heter achilo. There the pshat is, the whole mincha was nescadish together, and if something is missing, let's consider that there's a chaser, there's a pigam in the entire mincha. The other din is that even after the Akhtaras Bezichin, there's an Isra Achila. By shaking by the Lechem Aponim, the Stipler explains, in truth, each Lechem is a separate entity. We find they don't have to be Niskadish altogether in the Kli, as opposed to a regular Mincha, where everything was Niskadish together, it became one. There we say that if it's Chasr and part of it, the whole thing has a Pigam. The Lechem Aponim, each one was Niskadish separately, each one is its own Lechem. So one of the Lechems is Nifras, it's considered Chasr. That Lechem has the same din as Shirayim Shechasr, by Kmitza La'Akhtara. And the Akhtaras Bezichin cannot be matra ba'achilo. However, that which we learn from the Pasuk Kodesh Kedoshim Hu, it's not the Pshat, the Drosh is telling us to look at all of the Lechem Apanim as one entity. Rather, it tells us that there's a different din chaser, a new din, specifically by Lechem Apanim, that if you don't have all of the 12 chalais, you only have 11 chalais, if even only one of them is missing, the rest of them are usher as well. This is the reason why if one of the chalais was yotza, and you hold Ein Zrika Meyalas, so the din will be that the rest of the chalais are usher, the Pshat is because since one of them is yotza, and as far as that chalais is concerned, there was no Akhtaris Bezichin. Akhtaris Bezichin is not Nisachis to that Chal which was Yotza. Therefore, the Bezichin will not be Mata the other 11 either. This is also a type of Psul Chaser, a Nudin Chaser, that if one of them is missing, there's only 11, it cannot get a Heter with the Akhtaris Bezichin. If, however, you would hold the Zrikas Meyalas Yotza in this case, the Akhtaris Bezichin would work even for the 12th one which was Yotza, then the 11 would be Nechal. The one that was Yotza has a Psul on it. But since it's considered that the Akhtaris Bezichin was done on behalf of all 12 of them, so the other 11 will have a heter. In this case, it's not considered chaser, since the haktar was done on behalf of all 12 chalais. Now, based on this, the Tzipler says we can now understand the svara of Tosfos. When Tosfos says, "For now, shadin is that if one of the chalais is nifras, all of them are pasul," that's the raya that the haktar's position would not help le'inyan mila and pigal. Also, we ask, what's the raya? The pshat is that even the chal which was nifras l'maisa, there is still a chal over here. And if you would consider the haktar's position was done on behalf of this chal which was nifras, then it would be considered that there are 12 chalais over here. You don't have to have 12 whole chalais. The chal that's nifras is still here. If it would be gone totally, in a chanami there would only be 11. If it's still here, so there are 12 chalais, the question just is, that chal was nifsa with a psul chaser. If we'll consider it, the haktaras bezichin was not done on behalf of the chal that was nifras. It was only done on behalf of the other 11. Then the other 11 will become possible with this new psul, a psul chaser, the fact that there's only 11 chalais and not 12. If, however, the Akhtaris Bezichin would be Moyal, even on the one that was Nifras, then it would be considered that 12 Chalais over here, and the other 11 would be Nechal. From here we prove, from now which we see the din is in the Braisa, that the other 11 are also Nifsal, that's a right, that the Akhtaris Bezichin was not Moyal on the one that was Nifras. And we also see from here that it would not be Moyal in Yom Pigol and Me'ila as well. This was Rav's right to be Chazer from now which you said originally. Over here you see that even though the Inyan Yotza, the din is, HaKadosh Pesachin is Nisyachas to the Chal that was Yotzah. For that reason, the rest of them are Nechal. Well, Inyan Chosr is worse than Yotzah. The Chal that was Nifzah with the Psal Chosr is not considered to have HaKadosh Pesachin done on behalf of it Bechlal. From here you see that the Psal of Chosr is worse than the Psal of Yotzah. This is the Mahalach of the Stipler to explain the last Teretz of Tosfos, which, as we said, could be a possible Mahalach of Das Rashi as well.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.